From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. Today we have a special program titled Singing the Glories by the Prashanti Bhajan Group. In this program, the members of Swami's Bhajan Group narrate different instances and stories that showcases Bhagwan's love and divinity, interspersed with appropriate songs. This was performed in the Purnachandra Auditorium as a part of Living with Sai summer program organized by the Satya Sai International Organization in July 2019. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After this program at 3:30 p.m., we have the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. With that, over to Singing His Glories by Prashanti Bhajan Group.
Divine lotus feet of our ever-present Swami, most revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, a very loving Sai Ram to all of you. While we are so privileged to be sitting here in the Purnachandra, a few thoughts go past our minds, and when we were discussing, seeing all of you come from all over the world and braving all the heat and the inconveniences and the discomfort that Prashanti Nilayam has to offer, our minds went back to a very, very similar summer retreats that we would have with Swami. You all have heard about the summer courses that we had, and all of those summer courses were exactly like what you all are going through. While of course there would be fantastic speakers and a lot of experiences, but believe me when we say that all the discomfort that you all have is exactly the kind of discomfort that we all had. I'm sure you'll agree with me. For example, just to give you an idea, most of the summer courses were in Vrindavan, in Swami's ashram in Whitefield, and in a room which can take roughly about 12 or 14 students, about 25 students would be made to stay, because all the campuses, the three campuses of Vrindavan, the higher secondary school and the Prashanti Nilayam, would all be packed into one hostel. And so we would have very early mornings, because there were only limited restrooms, and so our day would start at something like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, with the first batch of boys going, getting ready and coming back and sleeping once again. Even the food sessions weren't, you know, something like, we would have literally like 15 minutes, because there were so many batches of students who had to eat in the same dining hall. So there was no time to eat. I'm sure, just like the way you are all facing right now, a mandir program just gets over, you have to dash to the canteens. There are long lines in the canteens. You finish that and then you come here. It's exactly, you know, this shows that Swami is here. If you are facing if you are facing discomfort, believe that Swami is there, because spirituality is, you know, Swami would often say, no pain, no gain. There has to be pain, there has to be discomfort, because this is not an easy life. The spiritual life is not an easy life. If it was easy, then all the 7 billion people would actually walk it, right? But it is not. And it is only meant for the few fortunate souls that are sitting here. This kind of a life, and therefore many, many congratulations and our humble pranams to all of you to have borne through this, and wishing you all the best for the remaining few days also. So what we will try to do during this evening is we will sing a few songs and we will share with you experiences from those summer course days, right? And from those, there was another very beautiful moment that we all would have with Swami, and that is when students would travel to Kodaikanal. Once again, absolute intimacy with the divine, but tough circumstances. So we will try and recreate those moments so that you also can feel that intimacy with our Lord while enjoying the music and the experiences. We will request you to go back into your memory lanes and pull out those nuggets or those beautiful jewels which are hidden in your heart, in the treasure chest of your heart. Pull out those and have a look at them and enjoy them. Is that okay? Is that a fair deal for this evening? So we will start with this song which was written by one of our own brothers. And it's a song that conveys what Swami means to us and what we mean to Swami. The very first song is such a beautiful song in the sense the similes that are given. It compares Swami and us. If Swami is the mountain, then we are the streams. If Swami is the lake, then we are the birds. If Swami is the garland, then we are the flowers. That is what it says. And so here is this beautiful song, Parthishwara Parameshwara.
Yeah.
Next song talks about how Swami actually lifts up everybody in this world. And one very incredible thing, you know, about this particular Sai avatar has been the personal lives that he has touched. It is just incredible to know that even to this day, we are still discovering the number of people who just suddenly pop out and say, you know, I had come to Swami in 1983. For example, very recently, some of our trustees had gone to meet the President of India, Mr. Ramnath Kovind, the President of India. And they wanted to invite him to Prashanti Nilayam. Little did they know that as they walked in, he says, yeah, he had come to have Swami's darshan in 1983. And Swami had blessed him. None of us even knew that the President of the country had actually come here, right, all those decades ago. So even now we are still discovering the personal lives that Swami had touched. And I will request Sai Surendranath sir to share with us one such beautiful incident that happened during his visit with Bhagwan to Kodaikanal, and how Swami in the most inimitable way taught a beautiful lesson to them.
Sai Ram to all of you. Dear brothers and sisters of Sai family, we are very happy to see all of you gathering here at Prashanti Nilayam. Even we are very happy to be part of your summer camp. It is hot because we have to live up to the title, summer camp. So we need to enjoy that part of the life. The beautiful title that you have given for this summer camp is Living with Sai. Living with Sai is education. Living for Sai is service. Living in Sai is spirituality. Now we are living with Sai. Swami always says, I am always with you, in you, above you, below you, around you. And his word of assurance is the experience of each and everyone gathered here, seated here. He has proved it any number of times that he is always part and parcel of our life. But the question is, are we living with the Sai? Sai is always living with us. But the beautiful title is trying to assess, examine, and to get to know whether we are living with the Sai. On this word of how we are living with Sai, Swami gave us many experiences. How we are so close, yet we are far. So that is why Swami says, live with Sai is very important. As our brothers were telling, we also used to go during summer to Kodai, a beautiful place, cool. And a few of us have been selected, and we were the first batch of students where Swami constructed the Sai Shruti bungalow that time. Few of us went there, 1986. And when you go with Bhagavan, it is joy. Limitless, endless. And even today, when I think of that, I feel recollecting and remembering, it makes us so happy, so cool and so nice. And it revitalizes our system and ensures our faith and strengthens our faith. We used to have fantastic food session. Swami is Annadhata. He gives lots of food, unlimited food, varieties of food. And the children, when they stay with this divine Lord for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, when we come back, minimum 5 kg we have to add on. Otherwise, Swami will not feel happy. But Swami will eat like sparrow, but he will shower us with so much of love. One day after the breakfast session, we used to gather in the small hall there. Swami went for a round. He took the car. He went for a round around the lake. Lake is around 6.5 kilometers or so. I think some of you must have seen and experienced Kodai. A beautiful place, but you must see. Even now you can go. Beautiful facilities are available now. And Swami went and came back. And we were all waiting there for Swami to come back. After some time, when Swami came back after the drive, long drive, Swami called and said, hey, take all these boys, go to that side of the lake, and there is one small boy, a vendor, he's selling hats. All of you should go and buy hats from him. I said, yes, Swami. And then Swami called one guest, and Swami himself gave us money, 200 rupees to all of us. And then get into the bus, go, buy that hat and come back. When we are about to get in, Swami called me and said, hey, no bargain. Don't bargain with that boy. How much ever he's asking, you just pay that amount, buy hat and come back. He said, yes, Swami. So we got into the bus, went to the spot, got down from the bus, and unfortunately, everyone was there except for the little one whom Swami was mentioning. Other vendors were there, big guys were there, but the small boy was not there with the hat cart. Then we divided into 2-3 groups. Of course, there are only 2-3 lanes to check. We checked and finally we identified he was in one lane. We immediately summoned him. He came back. The moment he saw us, he was very happy, because he knows we are all Swami's student. Swami's students, we are always in black and white. But our life is reflected outside, colorful. Our life outside is colorful. That color is painted by this divine entity. That small boy could identify who we are. And then we said, we wanted to buy a hat. Very happy. He said, yes, sir. Asked him how much. He said, 40 rupees. No worries. Each one of you take one hat. And unfortunately, that day, 5 hats were shortage. And we have to buy even for those 5 boys. We can't get back without buying that. So the boy, sir, can you give me 10 minutes time, sir? I will get the hats for all of you, sir. He said, okay, will you come quickly? Yes, sir, I will come, Sairam. And he ran. And we were standing as a hat selling vendor with the cart, because he left the cart with us and he ran off. 5 minutes over, 10 minutes over, we are with the push cart without hat, and the guy has not come back. 15 minutes later, gasping, running with a lot of tension, carrying a bag and coming running. We all rushed and helped him. And then we picked up one hat for all of us. And then we paid him 50 rupees. With God, living with God. If you give more, Swami will say, who are you to give more? If you give less, chi, conjuice fellow, miserly character, can't you give him? So we have to strike a balance with Bhagavan. Living with Sai is education. So we measured pros and cons. We thought 10 rupees extra is on the safer side. And then we gave, and change problem in Madhya. Okay, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, change issues will come. So we gave 50 rupees and are very happy. Out of inquisitive nature, I asked that little one, do you know Sai Baba? He said, yes sir, I know him, Sai Ram. How you know Sai Baba? He comes and takes a round here, no, around the lake. I run and he looks at me. He gave me a smile and he blessed me. Just now he looked at me. He blessed me also and went. I feel very happy when I see Baba. Oh, you worship Baba? I said, yes, I worship Baba. Then generally we equate ourselves. If a boy is adapted to Sai Sannidhi, are you a Balavikas? Are you Mahila Vibhag? Are you a Sevadal? You know, like that. But actually this guy is zero in that area, but he is a sincere devotee of Bhagavan. And then finally what happened? Do you pray every day? I pray before I start my business. And then what he did? He put his hand into the pocket and removed an old dirty purse. And he opened that purse and inside he pulled out 4 folded old Times of India newspaper where in Abbotsbury Swami gave discourse. That was the picture on the newspaper. That newspaper was folded and lots of holes were there in that because he has put inside the purse. This is what I worship, sir, he said. I felt ashamed. I felt small and I got educated and the enlightenment dawned on me. What is that? Physically close to Baba, spiritually very far. We lived with him, we eat with him, we play with him, we dine with him, but spiritually we were very far. This little lad, physically far, but spiritually he was connected with Bhagavan Baba. You see that? That is God. Is this not enough to prove he is divine? He is everywhere. And the word, I am in you, above you, below you, around you, is proved. That is why, dear brothers and sisters, whenever we live with Swami, we always feel we are privileged. We are a special character, special group, because we are part of Bhagavan's group. But once in a while, Baba taps and tells, hello, where are you? Are you living with the Sai? Is the question. And the same question is open to all of you. Are you, dear souls, are you living with Sai all the time? I think we need to live with him because he's always living with us. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Kripa Samudram Sumukham Trinetram Jatadharam Bhagati Vamabhagam Sadashivam Rudram Anand స్వరూపం పతి పురీషం త్రిది భావయామి. శివ శంభో
ke sahare shankar parti. Like Brother Ameya was telling us right at the beginning, for many of the students who have joined this, the University of Bhagwan, the summer course is which Bhagwan conducts is in many ways an initiation for the student into the student world that exists in this place. So for many students who would join, who have not done their schooling here and who join for the undergraduate or the postgraduate programs, so it would be a peek into what they could expect for the rest of their journey as students of the university. So this is a very beautiful incident that happened to one of our brothers who had joined the university for his undergraduate program. So he had very little idea about what conditions he could expect at the hostel, and even more so when he had joined just during the summer course program. And like Brother Ameya was saying, there are a lot of restrictions that exist during the summer course program. So it was a double whammy of sorts for the student, because he was totally taken aback by what he was experiencing from the day he stepped into the college. On the first day, he stands in line for breakfast in the morning, and he notices that they are being served idlis for breakfast, and each student is being given 3 idlis. He notices that they are serving 3 idlis, and he remarks to his friend who's standing in line with him, "They say that this place is supposed to be a home away from home, but at home my mother would never count the number of idlis when she would serve. I could easily eat a dozen, and here we are being served only 3. If this is what it's going to be like, I think I'm going to have a very difficult time." And he takes his 3 idlis, he goes away, he finishes his breakfast. In the evening, Bhagwan calls all the students inside his residence in Vrindavan, Trayi Vrindavan. He calls all the students, and as he's talking to them, out of the blue, Swami summons the warden of the hostel. And Swami looks at the warden and says, "Warden, from tomorrow, make sure that you serve as many idlis as each student wants. There should be no restrictions on the number." And this brother says that with that one sentence and with that one moment where Bhagwan reflected his passing thought, he says he was hooked for the rest of his life. With such simple moments, if we are open, if our eyes and ears are open and all our senses are open, every one of us can have so many such experiences which reaffirm to us that he is indeed, like Sai Sir was quoting Bhagwan, Bhagwan is indeed above, around, below, behind, in front of us all the time. What else is this incident but another reflection of the fact that he is always listening, especially to the thoughts, even more so, even the unsaid doesn't go beyond his earshot, and that makes puts the onus on us to always watch what we are thinking and watch what we ask Bhagwan.
And isn't it so beautiful that what Swami did in that one instant to this student was made him feel like in this home away from home, he has a mother away from his mother. Now this is the loving mother, Sai, that many students, all students get to experience here. There is another aspect of the mother that Swami portrays himself to be to the students, that I'll narrate a little incident. This happened a couple of decades ago. So this student who had those idlis was studying in the Vrindavan campus. So the Vrindavan campus students would come here to Prashanti Nilayam for festivals. So at this time, on that particular year, the students had come from Vrindavan during Dashera. And they stayed on from Dashera till the end of Swami's birthday. So it's literally 1.5 months that they had spent blissfully here at Prashanti Nilayam with Swami. And typically when the Vrindavan boys would go back from here, get into their buses, and as the bus would cross the Gopuram gate here, as the buses would cross, there would be a lot of shouting in the buses. "Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai!" And there would be loud shouting, you know, every bus 50, and you would have 7 or 8 such buses. Lot of shouting. And this would definitely reach Swami's physical ear as well. You know, that was how loud the boys wanted it to be. So this shouting had started. Jai Bolo Bhagwan, and all the boys were going out back to Vrindavan. Swami was sitting in the interview room. He was sitting with two or three elders, including Kasturi Garu in those days. And then hearing the Jai Bolo Bhagwan, the shouting of these students, Swami seemed a little dejected. Swami seemed a little downcast, and he was sitting a little like this, you know, deep in thought. So Kasturi Garu ventured to tell Swami that, Swami, it is okay. I mean, the boys are going to come back. I know you had, you know, like mother with their children for 1.5 months. I know it was very nice, but it's birthday time, they have gone, and by Shankranti time, Swami, they are going to be back. So he was trying to tell Swami that. So, I mean, don't miss them that much. That is what Kasturi Garu was trying to tell Swami. Swami looked at Kasturi Garu and said, it is not that I am feeling dejected about, or I am feeling down about. See, these last 1.5 months that these boys were here with me physically, they had nothing else to think about but me. They had only me in their thoughts all the time, day and night. Now they are going back to Bangalore. They are going to a city. I'm just a little concerned that their thoughts may stray away from me. And that is my concern, Swami said. So here is one incident about the idlis, where we saw Swami as a loving mother who was willing to, you know, show that I am here for you, for these little things. And here was this mother showing his care and concern for his children, that they don't go astray. It is in these simple words of Swami that he shows that he is indeed our loving mother. And to such a loving mother, who is more than a mother, who is a father, who is our everything, who is the truest friend that we can expect a mother to be, to that mother we will offer this next song. Poochho na kaisi meri maa, ek sachi dost jaisi maa.
गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, दोस्त जैसी माँ, हर गीदार को यार जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मुझे खिदमत वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम्हें समा जाए माँ,
वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम्हें समा जाए माँ,
दिल में बसने वाली जाए माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, ये मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ, हर खुशोरा कहती है जाई माँ, सच्ची दोस्त।
This next song is a very famous song, all of you have heard about it, but the story that I would like Sai Surendranath sir to narrate is something which is connected to this song. This happened many years ago, and sir will obviously narrate it, but the beauty of this particular incident is about the detail that Swami would pay to the kind of the vesture that we would wear. Even dressing was so important for Swami. And this song, in fact, maybe I'll give it to you, the song Chadariya Jini Re Jini by Kabir Das actually talks about the dress and what kind of a dress that we must wear. So I'll ask Sai sir to narrate that incident which is connected to the dress and how beautifully Swami guided him through that particular incident.
Saram to all of you, back again. How many of you had the beautiful darshan, feast to eyes in this beautiful Kulwant hall? Yes, that was a feast, right? We wait eagerly for the Lord to walk around and share the love, so that we get suffocated in that love and we'll remember and cherish all through our life. When He comes, all the devotees tired, and Swami always says, cast royal face. So everybody seated there with their own troubles, turmoils, vision, mission, they need their needs, their desires, their variety of them seated. And the moment the Lord enters that Kulwant hall, everyone's face brightens up. Cheerful smile, full of energy, and we reflect Swami's love. That is why He's divine. And how He enters the Kulwant hall. When He comes, He glides in His movement. He smiles in your feeling. He cares in all your concern. And He shares the joy and love with you. And He becomes part and parcel of our mind, filling with that pure love. One fine morning, when Swami was walking like that, blessing all the devotees in this beautiful Kulwant Hall, suddenly Swami noticed a very famous singer seated there. Then Swami looked at her. Ha! When did you come? Swami, yesterday evening, Swami. Very happy. Are you here? No, Swami. Tomorrow I am leaving this place. I have a program. I am leaving. Then Swami said, anyway you have come here, why don't you give a program here? She said, Swami, myself and my husband came and accompaniments are not here. How to give program, Swami? I love to do it. Immediately Swami said, why? My boys are here. My boys can play all the instruments and my boys will accompany you. She was very happy. You see, instead of you praying God, God is giving you an opportunity to perform. Right? So finally, what is happening? Swami cut short and comes to the bhajan hall. I was sitting there. Swami came and told, that singer has come and I told her to give evening performance, but only thing is she doesn't have any instrument player. So go to her room, find out whatever she needs and then support her. I said, yes Swami, I will do that. Then we went to her room and then she said harmonium, keyboard, dholak, tabla, all the requirements. You know, the professional singers will not sit with us and practice. They will say, this is the raga and these are the style of playing and this is the beat. The first line will go, the rest of it we have to imagine. Okay, fine. Swami said practice, and the practice is like this, where the practice is initiated, that the spark with one matchstick, if you ignite, one tree also can burn. That ignition happened in her room. So with that, we all came back and we knew what are the songs, number of songs, the scale in which she was going to sing and all the instruments that she needs for a kabrapat. Usually those days, whenever there is a program, no one will enter the bhajan hall. All the students, everybody will be seated outside because the program is outside. So the music party, everybody is seated there and my dear student, he was a witness for this, he was also there. And Swami, as usual, darshan is coming. You know, and Swami, when he wants something, he's like a small child, bubbling with joy, and he just cannot contain his happiness. He just pours it out. You can make out, oh, Swami today is immensely blissful. Swami is blissful. You know, we feel like that. Swami is always. But he gives that impression to us. And what happened? Ladies said halfway through Swami came, cut short, gents sacrificed. No darshan that side. Swami straight away made a beeline towards the bhajan hall. Because Swami knows that is the place his children with the instrument and the singer, they are all seated. So Swami entered the bhajan hall. I was standing near the door. I got up and I saw Swami's face. So much of happiness and joy and excitement. I was very happy seeing Swami like that. The moment Swami's chair entered the bhajan hall, next second, all that happiness, everything vanished. The face became very serious. Next second, immediately my palpitation increased. I was worried. Whenever Swami feels like that, immediately so many thoughts run in our minds. I thought maybe too many instruments players and Swami didn't want. Or maybe too less instrument player, maybe Swami expected more. Or maybe somebody in that group, Swami didn't want that guy to be part of the group, so I sandwiched him, so Swami is upset. So this is how wild imagination is going on. But our divine Lord, with the same serious face, his chair moved towards the singer. And to the singer, full of love. She is happy. Swami is happy. Exchange of notes and words finished. And then the chair turned. I am very careful. Something is in store for me. So, bhajan hall wall and myself, we want to be one. So that Swami will not notice me. But where you can hide from the divine Lord? From there itself, he told that boy, and direction is towards me. Go there. I thought, finished. Now Swami is coming straight. I don't know what is going to happen now. So, whenever Swami is upset or angry, seemingly, Swami is full of love, to correct us, he always does that. We learned, what is that? Shut your mouth, look down humbly. Never argue, even if you are on the right side, say sorry. That's the simplest way. That is called surrender, to render yourself to God. If you don't render to God like that, you are not surrendering, you have something to face. Life is a game played. So now here, I was kneeling down. Swami called me. Hey, that lady, she is wearing black sari. Bagaledu, not good. Tell her to change the sari. Swami, me? Yeah. You tell her to change the sari. I didn't know what to say. If it is a boy or a man, I can say, hi, handsome, change the dress and come. How can I go and tell a lady? So I was little puzzled, confused. I didn't know what to do. Meanwhile, I thought Swami will go. Swami chaired, moved a little friend, again reversed back. Hey, again event. I will give you 10 minutes time. I said, yes, Swami. Hey, Nuvu Cheppu, you tell. I said, yes, Swami. And then Swami went happily inside. I quietly sat in the center of the bhajan hall. All the boys were tensed. Sai sir, 2 minutes over. You are sitting quietly. Tell that lady. Hello, brother. How can I go and tell that lady, change your sari? She will say, just now Swami came and spoke to me. If Swami doesn't like, Swami can tell me, no? Swami never talked about the sari. What is your problem? Or she may say, my husband bought and gave out of love. What is your problem? Or she will search for an old chappal to bash me. Do I need all this, man? But what about Swami's word? Yes. Swami wanted me to convey this, but how will I go and tell? I cannot tell. The best thing is, I am leaving this to God. God who gave me the trouble, don't tell me he will not solve the trouble also. The person who gives blessings and gives that also. So I just sat quietly. 5 minutes over. Sai sir. Sai sir. Keep quiet. 8 minutes over. Sai sir, any moment Swami will come. What can I do, man? Keep quiet. I knew 10 minutes is full of bliss. Do you know why? Nothing will happen to me in 10 minutes. If anything is going to happen to me, after 10 minutes only it will start. So you don't trouble me, man. At least 10 minutes let me enjoy. And then I was looking at the chandelier and the photograph and all this avataram. Hello, avataram? What is my avataram now? What I am going to do now? Then I decided, Swami will come back. He will see I did not obey his words. And usually he will call the elders. Takshanam baitiki pampichese. Send this fellow out. He is not listening to Swami's word. I thought, okay, from tomorrow onwards, I will be sitting along with the devotees, having darshan. Today is my last day. Let me enjoy peacefully. And I surrendered to Lord. Lord, whatever you want, you play your game. I am not going to tell that lady, change the sari. Okay? Then Swami gave 2 minutes extra. It became 12 minutes. Then I sat quietly. Interview door opened. Fortunately for me, the place where I was sitting, diagonally I can see Swami's interview room door open and Swami was sitting on the chair. With lot of enthusiasm and expectation, Swami is looking at me like that. Means you did the job or what? I didn't know like this. I didn't know what to do. I was totally confused because I have not done any homework on that. But next to his chair, 4 silk saris were kept. My eyes fell on that. I got up, rushed into the interview room. Swami was wondering, I didn't call him. Why is he coming inside the interview room? Yemi, Swami asked. I said, Swami, this sari? Yeah. Usually after the program, we give no on the stage. That is why I kept. I picked up 4 saris. Swami, just give me 5 minutes. I will come back. I didn't say anything more than that. Picked up that 4 saris. I didn't want Baba to follow me. I closed the interview room door and came out. So we don't know what is happening inside the interview room door. The program is outside. So I rushed to that beautiful devotee sitting there. Ma'am, Swami sent this. Which color do you like? I don't have blue. Take, ma'am. Take the blue color. And then I said, Swami surprised you. Shall we surprise Swami? How? Before Swami comes, you change the sari. She said, my accommodation is R3. I have to go to R3, change my sari and come. Meanwhile, if Swami comes, he will scold me. He will be expecting me here. So I cannot go and do that. Don't worry, madam. I called the pujari. Pujari, next to bhajan hall, there is a small room where Swami's items and coconut puja items are all kept. I told, sir, just open that room. I called one lady sevadal. Ma'am, you stand here. Ma'am, you go inside. You change your sari. You leave the black sari there. Sevadal will take care. Before Swami comes, you come back. We will surprise Swami. She felt very happy, comfortable, went inside the room. Within 3 minutes, our lady comes with a blue sari, black and blue. Black became blue. So she came and sat. I said, Sai Ram. 5 minutes, the door opens. Swami seriously looking at me. I looked at that Swami and said, finished. Did the Swami. And then Swami wanted to know what exactly I have done. Swami entered the bhajan hall and he noticed, kabhi change kiya? When did you change the sari? Swami asked. Swami, abhi change kiya, Swami. Just now I changed. Very happy. Very happy. She went to even more blissful state because she pleased Swami and I saved my soul. And Swami looked at me and said, Then I was kneeling down and I told Swami, it is you who gave me the clue to solve the problem. It is you who gave me the problem. And it is you solve the problem by giving you a hint. This is where, when you surrender to God, He will render all the service. If you don't surrender, you can't expect anything from God. So that is what I learned. It is a small thing. It is not that Swami doesn't want you to wear black sari or white sari. The idea is, you are crushed in between 32. Your tongue doesn't have bone. But it is doing gymnastics between 32 strong. Never get hurt. Our life is like that. Troubles will come. Pleasures will come. All the situations will come. But still, we need to focus and surrender to God. And God will show you the way. If not for that, I wouldn't have come out safely. Maybe I would have worn the black sari and come out of the bhajan hall. Thank you, Sai Ram. Surrender to the Lord.
Nisa 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 nis Gopal, Gopal, Gopal,
गोवर्धन धर गोपा
final song, since we have run out of time completely. This final song is a beautiful qawwali which was written by one of our professors, and it talks about the great fortune we have to be in Prashanti Nilayam, in his darbar. Just to add to what Brother Alex said right at the beginning, we are right now sitting in the home of Swami, because just about 50 feet behind us was where Bhagwan lived for 12 years. From 1993 to 2006, Swami lived in the Purnachandra Auditorium. So you are in Swami's home right now. You know, that's our great good fortune, and that is how open Swami was, that he allowed people to just walk in and use his living room to do all our programs. So welcome to this darbar, and let us cherish these moments, because this song says, Mauka aisa mile na mile, yaad rakhlo haridam. We may not get this opportunity again.
अर्पण करने हम दिल का लगाना लाए हैं, हाँ तेरे दरबार में हम आए हैं, आज तेरे दरबार में हम आए हैं, आज पल पल ये दिल में रहे याद रहे हरदम हरदम, हाँ तेरे दरबार में अपनी मोहब्बत का इजहार करने तेरे जलवे का
आती है कहां कि साईं के दर पे आकर साथ उनके रहकर बात उनकी सुनकर नजर से नजर मिलाकर मैं भूलूं कैसे चाहता हूँ कि परेशान करे उनका ख्याल मगर वो जो है कि मेरे ख्वाबों में आए जाते वो आए या न आए ये मर्जी उनकी है हम उनकी राह में नजर बिछाए जाते हैं या अल्लाह
Let's go. You are listening to Radio Sai Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
अपने सीने में छुपा ली, अपने सीने में छुपा ली मेरी फाका मस्ती हाजी बकौन है वो कौन है के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती नहीं होती नहीं होती बयां नहीं होती साई के प्यार की सूरत बयां नहीं होती साई के प्यार ताज पहना दे वो अश्क बार नजर में एक हसीला दे हसीला दे हसीला दे हसीला दे साई के प्यार की सूरत बयान नहीं होती साई के प्यार की जो भटकते हैं नहीं पाते रास्ता कोई नहीं पाते रास्ता कोई भटकते हैं इशारों के मंजिल पे ठहरा दे वो खाक सार को चाहे वो ताज पहना दे वो अश्क बार नजर में एक हसीला दे हसीला दे हसीला दे हसीला दे साई के प्यार की सूरत बयान नहीं होती साई के प्यार की कौन है जिसने मेरी दुश्मनी को प्यार किया कौन है जिसने मेरे घुटते हुए अरमानों को एक हरकत दी
कौन है जिसने मुफलिसी मुझसे छिनाकर मुझे आबाद किया
कौन है जिसने खुद को पामाल किया और मुझे
बरकती दी हाजी वो कौन है वो कौन है वो कौन है वो कौन है कौन है वो कौन है वो कौन है वो कौन है प्यार है वो प्यार है वो प्यार खुदा का साईं के प्यार की
प्यार की सूरत